I've got a message that if you've been waiting for Gary Clark to offend you, if you've been waiting like, wow, I heard he offends people. Wow, are you in for it today? You are in for it today. The day the time changed, the day it was that light rain, but it wet you good. That's the day that let Clark hit you upside the head. Yeah. You know, I got a series we're doing on Amazing Grace. And I'm, do what you want, say what you want. But until you really appreciate how bad you are, how lost you are without Jesus, you won't ever appreciate grace like you should. So it's my job to help you feel lost today. You hear me or not? No, I mean, it's true, though. It's true. Because, you know, we don't want to offend anybody anymore. You know that, right? Everybody's wonderful. Whatever you think's good. Okay? There's only one problem with that. That's not the way it is at all. That's certainly not the way it is with God. He has one Son. His name is Jesus. There's one way to heaven. His name is Jesus. There's one way of forgiveness. His name is Jesus. Guess, you know, you understand? Yeah, that's just your opinion. That's because you've been deluded, man, and you're crazy. Nowhere in the Bible you find any other way to the Lord and to God Himself than through His Son, Jesus Christ. There is no other way. You've made it up. Got it? Yes or no? You hear me or not? Well, I didn't do it. Some priest did it. Well, then he did it. We need to come back to Him. Okay? This is what this whole month, Passion Month, is all about. It's all about us coming back to Jesus Christ. You hear me or not, say? Getting focused on Him, knowing what the truth is, being set free. Praise the Lord. Come on. Here we go. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Roger's got a message, Amazing Grace. Amen. Let's talk about it, buddy. We appreciate you doing your work you do back there, buddy, for us. Let's check this one out. Amazing Grace. Now, what is that right there? That's a what? Oh, yeah, that's a basketball hoop. You know, I love to play basketball. Now, I was a football guy, and honestly, I was a baseball guy. I played first base, and I could hit the ball very well, and especially when I got heavy like I am now, that's an extra 30 feet, baby. If you can get around on that ball and put that bat on the ball, that ball is going with this kind of weight. You hear me or not? And so I didn't mind getting heavy during ball season a little bit. Didn't bother me at all. But, so I was best at baseball, played some football, and the thing I was probably worst at was basketball. And a lot of big guys would be like me, the bigger guys. I mean, we're tall, we can get the rebounds, but we're just not as good as some other people when it comes to basketball. But I would play basketball, and we'd play in the yard. And we played basketball at my house. Give me a picture of my house, Rod. You got a shot of my house somewhere? What we got going on? Amen? Okay, well, I got to stay with the program. I will. But we would play in the yard. We'd play, and we had a dirt yard. How many played on dirt ball courts? Dirt. And ours was red clay. Okay, what's that mean? It's that red looking, it looks like a stage almost. So you're out there doing the ball, and we were animals. We played basketball like we played football. I mean, and if you were a sissy, yeah, exactly. If we didn't bust your mouth or something, we didn't knock you half out, don't call the foul, okay? So, but that's how we'd play. We'd play rough and we'd play tumble. That's how we did it. And we'd play, you know, 5-on-5 if we could, or 3-on-3. But you could play 2-on-2. And you sweat like a pig. You sweat like a what? Sweat like a pig. And so that red clay and that dirt, I mean, your hands look like you worked at an auto mechanic shop or something, but the difference is it's red dirt. And you couldn't hardly get out of palms of your hands or under your fingers. Y'all hear me or not? And we would play like that. And it'd get late. Getting dark. And what are we still doing? We're still playing, man. And Mom's saying, you know, everybody that doesn't belong to me, go home. Get out of the yard. But here we are. We're still wanting to play ball. And so we would, now there's only two of us left. And we might do a little one-on-one. But we still want to play a little longer. And so we're exhausted, we're tired. And so let's play a quick game of horse. How many have played that? Horse! Okay? And that's where you make a shot. and the other person has to make the shot. And if it's a backwards shot, they got to do it backwards. If they shoot the ball off the glass, you got to shoot it off the glass and make it go in. If you do it with one hand, they got to do it with what? One hand. And if you miss the shot, say miss shots. If you miss a shot, you get a letter. Well, we might play horse. If we didn't have time, we'd play this game, pig. How many ever played pig? Let's say it out loud. One, two, three. Pig. One more time. Pig. We'd play pig. Now, what's pig? It's just like horse, got less letters. And so when you'd miss a shot, you'd get a letter. You miss a shot, P. You miss another shot, ah. Miss that last shot, baby, G. You a what?
Loser.
So I'm here today to tell y'all, you a pig. How'd that feel? You all right or not? I went to Fellowship Church. Pastor called me a pig. Well, I did. That's the title of my message today. Let's check it out. I'm a pig. Yeah. You know, it's funny. Coach Bear's in our ministry here. He served the Lord with me for many, many, many years. And been one of my best friends on the whole planet. He just prayed with me in a truck this morning. And what most people don't know is that his family had a huge pig farm up in Ohio. We're talking hundreds of thousands of pigs. That's a lot of pigs. They've actually, you know, raised and sold millions of pigs. And he told me a pig is the most disgusting animal there is. I mean, they are dirty. They are filthy. When you start thinking that way about yourself a little bit, when you start thinking that way about yourself a little bit, you start to appreciate the grace of God. You hear me? But he would also show pigs. And boy, when you take them to the show, you clean them up. And you know a pig can clean up pretty nice, I'm telling you. And nothing prettier, nothing more charming than a little baby pig. Y'all hear me or not, say? So it's understandable that we clean ourselves up. It's understandable that we think sometimes that we're better than we really are. But you'll never understand grace the way you need to understand grace if you're trying to pick yourself up by your own bootstraps, if you're trying to clean yourself up, and you're doing this on your own. Obviously, the Lord wants to help us with our life, but guys, we need to get back to where we need to get back to, and that's that I'm a sinner, and I need Jesus. And anything I am, anything I have, it's because of Him. Y'all hear me today? So let's talk about it. Let's check it out. So the title of the message today is Missed Shot. Say that out loud. Missed what? I've missed the shot. I've missed shots. And you might be better at basketball or better at a game or even better at life than I am. But you've missed the shots when it comes to Him. We've missed the mark. The Bible says all have sinned. Say it with me if you know that scripture. And have come what? Short of the what? Glory of who? Does it say you've all sinned and come short of the glory of Gary? No, a lot of y'all are like, I ain't short of that glory. No, but we've all come short. That word come short literally means miss the mark. We've missed the shot. We've all missed the shot when it comes to the glory of God, when it comes to the holiness of God, when it comes to the righteousness of God. Our righteousness is as what? Filthy rags. And when you study the etymology of that word and the meaning of what was being said in that passage, it's really dirty, disgusting rags. And that's what God says about us. But here's the good news. He loves us anyway. Amen, say. And He sent His Son for us. So we want to just delve into that today. So in pig, you get a letter, baby. I'm a pig. You get a letter. The first letter you get's a what? That's right. So it's late in the day. You got red clay all over your hands. You don't want it to end. And somebody does a long layup, or not a layup, but a long hook shot from way out yonder. And it just strips that net. Oh, no! And you got to do it, and you missed it. Well, that's what we've done when it comes to the holiness of God, the goodness of God. God, I've missed the mark. You know? What did the publican say? What did the publican say in the Bible? He said, I'm glad. Not the publican, but yeah. No, the righteous man, the Pharisee. The Pharisee said, I'm glad I'm not like this publican. I'm glad I'm not dirty like this joker. There's all these stories all through the New Testament. What did the publican say? He said, be merciful to me, a what? A sinner. Yeah. How about this one? Remember Luke 7? This ain't in the message, but remember Luke 7? Jesus goes to supper at the Pharisee's house. And he's having supper at the Pharisee's house, and somebody shows up. A what showed up? A woman showed up. A woman who was weeping and crying. Not because she was hurting physically, because she was a sinner. And she came to the Savior. And she wept at His feet. You remember this story or not? And she cried. And she took her hair and did what? Wiped His feet. And the Pharisee. See, he ain't missed no shots, he don't think. He said, if this man were truly a righteous man, if this man were of God, he would have known what kind of woman that is that touches him. You know what Jesus said? Talking about grace. Well, he told that woman, your sins are forgiven. He said, get out of here, go your way. He said, you don't even belong here. You're better than being here. Get on, scoot. But he said this to the Pharisee. He said, to whom little is what? Forgiven, the same loves what? Little. I'm going to tell you right now, guys, until you really get to the place, and it's something you have to work at. You need to work at it often. Don't worry. Don't point your finger at somebody else. Point your finger at yourself. If you really want to understand the grace of God, you and Him get along. Instead of looking down when you start to look down your nose at somebody else, ask the Lord, help me see something in my life that ain't right. I guarantee that you can find it. And you'll start to appreciate the grace of God. Have I lost you or not? So missed shots is what we're talking about. So I'm a pig. I put this little acrostic together for you. What's that first letter mean in my life? Here's what it means to me in this message. It means the word what? Polluted. That's what I am. I've missed the shot. Is God polluted, yes or no? Is Jesus polluted, yes or no? No. He's the sinless, spotless Lamb of God, slain before the foundations of the world. That's who He is. But I'm a sinner. I'm the polluted one, not Jesus. Got it? Yes or no? Amen. This is who I am. Polluted. What does that mean, polluted? It means I'm rotten to the core. Well, I'm not that bad. Well, you can keep living like that if you want to. I don't know about you. If what Jesus said, lusting after a woman is committing adultery in your heart, then I have definitely done that. Y'all hear me or not? Say, aren't you glad you didn't have to raise your hand? Well, if you're telling the truth, most of you would. The things we think about people, the hate that we've had toward people in our life that have hurt us, and it seems justifiable, but that's because we're rotten to the core. Y'all hear me or not? Yes or no? Y'all cool so far? You taking it like a man? Like a woman? Any way you slice me, I'm a what? Say that out loud. Any way you slice me, I'm a what? Would you say it again like you mean it? Any way you slice me, I'm a what? Wow, what in the world? That's why they can't relate to us. We come across as holier than thou. We're not real. They don't think they can measure up. They don't know we've missed the shot. Just like they have. You hear me or not? Say. So I'm polluted. Without the grace of God, I don't have a dog's chance. This is what this is all about. So I'm a pig. Okay, I got the first letter. I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't make the shot. He's holy. I ain't. He's righteous. I stink. Throw the letter on me, baby. P. I got it. Let's look at another one. I. Oh, man. I done missed another shot. Are y'all okay or not? I done missed another shot. Oh. What's that one? That's a word you're not going to like. I chose them. Impotent. How many like impotency? You're like, don't talk about it. Talk about it. It's a word I chose. Impotent. It means I'm like the old pig. I'm what? I'm stuck in the mud, man. I'm stuck in the mud. No matter how hard I try, I cannot pull my own self up by my own bootstraps. I'm a sinner. That's what understanding grace is. Grace is 100% God, 0% who? It's all God, it's none of what? Me. Grace is God's character, not my character. Now, can I be a gracious person? I can. But any grace that I give is because of Him. Y'all hear me on that? So impotent. And I chose that from this story, John chapter 5, verse 1 through 9. After this, there was a feast of the Jews. Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And there is at Jerusalem by a sheep market, a pool. I've been there many times, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda. By the way, when you read the Bible, they're real places. They really existed. And most of them, I've seen them with my own eyes. Okay? And it wasn't in a dream. It was getting on a plane and doing it multiple times. These are real things that really happened. So there was this pool at Bethesda. It had five porches. In these lay a great multitude of what kind of folk? What kind? It's a Bible word. Impotent folk. Blind, halt, withered, and they were waiting for the what? The moving of the water that would happen here. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool, troubled the water. And whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made what? Whole of whatever disease he had. This was an unusual situation, unusual spot, unusual things happened there. And there was a certain man there. He had an infirmity. He was impotent. How long had he been this way? How many years? 38. And until you come to God's amazing grace, you'd be 99. Or 72. You've got to come one way, and it's through the grace of God. Well, this man, 38 years had been coming. Are you kidding me? And when Jesus saw him lie there, and they would come and they would wait, knew that he'd been there a long time in that case, Jesus looked at him and said, would you say it with me? Will you be made whole? Are y'all going to sleep on me again? Will you be made whole? And what kind of man? What was he? The impotent man. He answered him, sir, I have no man. I have no man. When the water's troubled to put me in the pool, I can't get up. I can't move. I'm a cripple, man. I can't do anything for myself. That's us without the grace of God. Y'all hear me or not? You've missed the shot. I'll go to heaven. I'm a good person. You a cripple, man, can't even get to the pool. I ain't got nobody to help me. And while I'm coming, I'm trying. Somebody steps down before me. I can't make it. Say that out loud. I what? That's you and me without the grace of God. We can't make it. Say it out loud with me. Jesus said unto him, say it out loud. Rise, take up your bed, and what? That's us with the grace of God. Y'all hear me? That's us putting our faith in Christ. That's us believing on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. That's not you and me and our good works. We can't pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. It's Jesus saying to us, be saved, and we can put our faith and trust in Him and be saved. Did y'all hear me today? Thank the Lord. The grace of God. This is the grace of God. Well, what happened to this particular man? Immediately, you'll spend your whole life trying to work your way to heaven. Whole life. And you still go to bed at night wondering if you're going. You'll serve in church. People crawl across glass. They think if they hurt themselves, they even beat themselves on the back with glass. If somehow I can experience pain like Jesus did, I'll somehow, I'll be good enough. I'll be like Him enough. Guys, we're a pig. You hear me or not? It's all His grace. It's nothing that we do. Y'all hear me or not? Say. And it just goes against our nature. It just goes against our nature. We have a hard time receiving the grace of God and giving Him all the what? All the credit. God gets all the credit for my salvation. You get none of it. Do you hear me or not? Say. You get no credit for my being saved. Zero. I get no credit for you being saved. If I shared Christ with you, and I have with many of you, and you've come to Christ, He gets the credit. I'm just a messenger boy. Got it? Immediately the man was made what? That's the grace of God. How long do you think it takes somebody to be saved? As soon as you put your faith in Jesus Christ. If you truly believe in your heart, that's down deep in your gut, that God gave His only Son Jesus on a cross. He died and He rose again for your sins. Then immediately you will be made whole. You'll have everlasting life. Say it with me. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have what? We've tried to tie everything else to that. You're healing, you're getting over this, or you're getting over this. Guys, every one of you are going to die. Because you're a pig. Sorry. We're polluted, we're impotent. And one day you're going to see how polluted and impotent you are when you pass away. Then what? I'm good. No, you dead. Then what? Boy, the amazing grace of God. What amazing grace God has given to us. So he took up his bed and he did what? He walked. How many of you have a hard time? You know you're saved, you know you're a Christian, but you still have a hard time believing that God saved a wretch like you. Can I see your hand? That's me, baby. You kidding me? Rockingham. And you know what? Because of His amazing grace, He doesn't throw you out with the trash. You're His child. Amen? Boy, I want us to appreciate God's grace this Easter season. So I'm a pig. Go ahead. I missed the last one too, man. Dang, look at me. I can't make a shot at all. Not when I'm playing Him. I might can outplay some of you. And many of y'all can outplay me in the game of life. But when I play against Him, I lose every time. But that's okay. He said, Gary, if you'll lose your life for me, you'll find your life. Being a loser is not a bad thing. That's our problem. That's our problem. I'm not a sinner. I'm not a loser. Yeah, you are. You want to be. I want to be. I want to lose my life for His so that I can gain Him. I've got to get my works out of the way. Are good works good? Of course they are. Faith without works is what? Dead. Of course it is. We need to show people our faith by our what? Our works. But that's not how you win God. Look, God, I'm showing you. Look. All he sees is a little pig running around. Works, of course, is good, but don't get it screwed up. Don't get so arrogant like the Pharisee did with the publican. I'm glad I'm not like him. And we do that in church. We label people. We're horrible. You know why? Because we're pigs. Boy, when you start to appreciate the grace of God, it'll change a lot about you. You hear me or not? Yes or no? Wow. So what's that last letter? I missed the mark, God. Guilty. Can you say that out loud? So that acrostic means polluted, impotent, and what? Guilty. Wow. What's that mean? It means I'm condemned to death. I'm condemned to death. I am guilty. I am not righteous. I am not holy. I am not good enough on my own to be saved. I have been condemned to death and hell. Does John 3 say we have been condemned already? Does it say that? We have been condemned already. Jesus didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be what? Saved. But we are condemned. I am guilty. I am a pig. It's the truth. Were it not for the grace of God, I don't have a dog's chance or a pig's chance of going to heaven. It's all because of him. I've been weighed, and I weigh a lot lately. I've been measured in God's balances, and I have come up short. You might say, Clark, why are you talking like this? Because I'd like for you to understand the grace of God. And if I could keep it simple on the bottom shelf, and you could leave here today going, he called me a pig. And maybe your wife can look back at you and go, you are. Yeah. Well, you are too. But we've been saved. We've been saved. Honey, he doesn't see us as a pig no more. He sees us as his child. Why? Why? Well, we know one thing. It ain't because of our good works. Because I don't care how much a pig works, he's still a pig. But because of the grace of God, honey, we're saved. We've been set free. Wow. That's what I want to get across to us. So let's take it a little further. So polluted, it affects my moral character. Why is it I do the things I do? Why is it that I make the wrong decisions I make? Why is it that I, screw it up and things like that? Well, because I'm polluted, it does affect my moral character. Yes or no? Why do you think God gave us the Ten Commandments? Because we're screwed up. Amen? We see those things. It helps us in our life. But when we see the Ten Commandments, we see how screwed up we are. How much help we need. Amen? I'm impotent. What does that mean? It affects my will. My will. If it were not for the grace of God in my life, my will is not to serve Him. My will is to do Gary's will. My will do what I want to do, which usually ain't the right thing. But because of the grace of God, I can give him my will. He can work with my will. Yes or no? Amen. Not my will, but whose will? Your will be done. That's because of the grace of God. So it affects my moral character. I'm impotent. It affects my will. I'm guilty. That affects my what? My legal standing before God. You seeing the acrostic today on the screen? Don't get offended because I called you a pig. I hope you can grow up and get past that. And let's go a little deeper and see what I really am. Pretty rough shape, aren't I? Yeah. I hope you're not saying, well, I'm not that bad. And if you are saying, I hope you see yourself as the Pharisee, saying that about that publican when Jesus said the publican was the one that was right, not the Pharisee. Y'all hear me? Grace. Grace. Let's look a little further. Polluted, impotent, guilty. See, God's holy. God's holy. God's holy. So I'm polluted. That makes me what to Him? Offensive. I'm offensive to God. You offend God. Who, me? I'm good. No, you ain't. You offend God. I don't offend anybody. You offend God. When you're not in Christ, you're an enemy of Christ. You're a child of the devil. You're not God's child when you're outside of Christ. Y'all hear me or not? Now He done called me a child of the devil. I did. I'm on a roll today, ain't I? Anything I say about you times it times 10, that's how I feel about me. I'm not standing up here looking down on you, putting you down. I'm trying to stand up here and talk to you like this. Impotent. What does that mean? God is righteous. God is holy. God is righteous. That makes me helpless to change for God. I'm just laying there like this man. I'm laying there, man. I can't move. I can't get up. That's us without the grace of God. I am hopeless and helpless to change. And God wants me to change. He loves me to pieces. What's guilty mean? That means God is just, so God is holy. I'm offensive to Him. God is righteous. I'm unrighteous, so I'm helpless. God is just. Well, I'm guilty, so now that makes me what? I'm punishable. Only recently in our country, when you're guilty, do you get by with stuff. You know that, right? Anybody believing the lie that crime is down, you're a lunatic. You hear me or not? It's crazy. Crime's down. You have to be a lunatic, don't you? Your lying eyes are lying to you, aren't they? Yeah, if we don't keep score anymore, yeah, everybody wins. Yes, amen, say. No, things are getting worse, not better. Y'all hear me or not? We are guilty. You see stuff, people stealing stuff off the shelves, they guilty. Yeah, but it ain't $1,000, so they're not guilty. No, they guilty. Got it? Say yes or no. Don't smoke the dope. Got it? Yes or no. Keep going. Keep looking. So God's grace is the triple what? The triple whammy, baby. God's grace. God's grace removes the pollution of my sin. Y'all hear me? Say that out loud with me, would you? God's grace removes the pollution of sin and gives me a... Yeah, so if you were mad at me, you're going to like me now. See, God's grace. Gary, you're a big guy on grace. I am a big guy on grace because I've received it. I don't expect you to be big on something you ain't received either. But boy, when you receive the grace of God, when you know that you're polluted, when you know that you're a mess, and that God reaches His hand out and saves you. Wow. So God's grace has removed the pollution. Look at this one. Say this out loud. God's grace removes my impotency and gives me life and what? Strength to do His what? Yes, to do God's will. That's what the grace of God does. The grace of God has now given me strength in my life. How many are you just amazed because of God in your life that you are able to just keep on making it in life? Can I see some, man, some hard times have happened? You've struggled. But the grace of God has been in your life. And you're not only able to make it, you're able to triumph. We are more than what? Through Him that what? That loved us and gave Himself for us. You're not more than a conqueror because, see, I'm a good person. No, that's a pig. We're a conqueror because of Him. Amen. It's the triple whammy, baby. God, say it with me. God's grace removes my what? Guilt and gives me what? Pardon and releases what? All charges have been removed from me. But you have it your way. You keep being that pig. I'm a good little pig, though. Now, we need that removed. And that's what Jesus Christ did on the cross. He took our sins and nailed them to His cross. And as He was buried and rose again, we are buried with Him. And we rise with Him. And we have newness of life. That's who we are as children of God. That's the grace of God. Pretty amazing, isn't it? Pretty amazing. So I'm a what? I am. So are you. It's not a bad thing to know who you are. It's not a bad thing. The church, we fake it all the time. We fake it. We just fake it. We just put on the makeup. We put on the whatever. And we just fake it. And you know who's really good at faking? The world. They're pretty good at it. And they're experts at seeing us fake it. The grace of God is there to help us not fake it. You can't fake it till you make it. No, you keep faking it, you ain't going to make it. You're not going to make it, guys. He wants you to come on, come clean, come clean. How am I going to get clean? Well, you can't do it by your good works or pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps because you're a pig, okay? But because of Jesus Christ, I can make it. That's the grace of God. Missed shots. Raj, am I done? I am. I am done, Raj. I am done. Grace, grace. 100% God, 0% me. Grace, grace. Keep pushing me. God's grace cannot act where there are claims of my own goodness or my own abilities. God's grace won't work there. Religion says me. Grace says Jesus. Religion says me, me, me. Grace says Jesus. 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 There's just something about that name. See there? The problem with religion is it doesn't have enough letters. It doesn't have enough letter. Religion says, do! I'll do! The grace of God through Jesus Christ our Lord says what? See the difference? That's grace, guys. That's grace. 2 Peter, read it sometimes. It says there are wells without water, etc. That's what we are when we're away from the grace of God. We're just a well without any water in it. That's what we are. We're clouds without rain. We need to know Christ. So I have a new heart because of Jesus. I have a new power because of Jesus. I have a new standing because of Jesus. And I got to have all three, guys. I've got to have all three. That's what grace does for me. A polluted, powerful man who is in good standing is still what? Rotten to the core. Let's check another one out. A powerless, clean man who is in good standing can still what? Do nothing. I mean, these are deep statements we've come up here. A guilty man who is clean and powerful is still what? Condemned and sentenced to death. You might be better in one of these categories, but you're still doomed. Got it? You've lost the game. You missed the shots. It's time to go home. It's getting late. It's getting late for you. Do you know Christ? I hope you won't say, yeah, I know Christ because I go to church. I know Christ because I'm a good person. I know Christ because I was baptized. I know Christ because I was, That sounds like pig talk. The grace of God, pig. The pollution, the impotency, and the guilt must all be what? It has to all be removed, guys. It can only happen, we're done with the message, by the what? Let's thank the Lord for His word. We quit, man. There's more, but that's enough. Amen!